Morning, A-Town, you know who it is. It's the Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 94.5. And this is the Second Date Update, man. Who we got on the line this morning?
It's Daryl. How y'all doing this morning?
We good, Daryl. How you doing, fam? Can we help you?
Man, I've been better. I'm having a little relationship problems. I hope y'all can help me.
Relationship. So you're in a relationship, or is this a first, second date? Some people get that confused.
We in a relationship. We've been in one for like a year and a half.
Oh, whew, that's a long time.
Yeah, I know. Almost going on 2 years. It's around anniversary time.
All right, so talk to me about what's going on.
You know, I mean, like I said, we've been together for a year and a half, almost 2 years, and it's kind of like the connection just kind of fading away. You know, I mean, she kind of been out the house a little bit more lately. And you know what I'm saying? I ain't never been the type to want to keep my woman in, but she kind of just been coming in a little late or whatever, and she's been out the house more, so it's just fading away, and I don't know what's going on.
Interesting.
Well, at least you see it happening.
Right.
And you know, because some people, they don't realize until it's too late.
Yeah, at least you are aware of you and your situation.
Why y'all shoot Cody, man? Sound like another man to me.
How? Did he even give enough information?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about that, but like, wow. I'm hoping that I'm doing everything I can at home a man's supposed to do. Paying the bills, we got a nice house, roof over her head. She'll never open that.
What's her name, bro?
Taylor.
Taylor. All right, so listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get Taylor on the phone, man. We're going to stop assuming and making these assumptions.
Yes, please.
And we're going to get to it. And we're going to find out and let her tell us if we can get on the phone. You just be quiet and let us do our job, all right?
Hey, when last time she gave you something?
It's been a couple weeks.
Weeks? Wow. Oh, you should have mentioned that first, child. Okay, Daryl. We about to get Taylor on the phone and figure out what's really going on.
Somebody else parking their car in that parking spot.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
All right, so... Okay, so listen, honestly, I think first I didn't believe you until he said weeks. Now I'm like, what are we calling for?
Why she getting that thing away?
Oh, my God. Poor little Tay-Tay getting bae-bae'd.
He not been in that situation before. It don't feel good.
You've been in every bad situation.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Taylor, please?
This is her. Who is this?
Hey, Taylor, how you doing? This is Young Jock. Shout out and Mo Quick. Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5. Can we get a few minutes of your time this morning, beautiful?
Yes, good morning, Taylor. How are you?
I'm well. What is it that y'all want to talk about?
Where you at?
Wait, who is this again? Like,
where are you, Taylor?
Okay,
Taylor.
Calm down, Shawty. She is confused. Bogus.
Taylor, this Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouter from the Streets Morning Takeover. You got a minute, baby?
Yeah, I do. What's up?
Okay, we got a segment on our show called Second Date Update. And this cat called up here looking for you. He like, man, you know, he sounds sick for real. He sounds like he about to go jump off a bridge. So I don't know what you did. You got his head messed up, but he missing the hell out of you. And he trying to figure out where you at.
Do you want to know his name, Taylor?
Daryl.
Do you know Daryl?
Yeah, Daryl. Like that was my boyfriend.
Was? Does he know y'all broke up? Because it don't sound like he know y'all broke up.
Well, I've been trying to kind of throw hints at him, but yeah, for me, it's over. It's been over for
throw
like
hints.
A couple weeks.
How
now.
You throw hints?
Okay, y'all been together for a year. How come you can't just say, hey, Daryl, no, we're not together?
Because lately, recently he's been showing me a side of him that I really don't like. I was a little bigger than him, not really, but I decided to go, you know, on a lifestyle journey, decided to eat better and exercise more. And throughout the entire thing, he kind of joked about it and made fun of me and teased me a lot. So I still decided to go on and pursue my, you know, me wanting to lose weight and everything. And I ended up losing like 200 pounds and I'm fine now.
100?
He just doesn't appreciate me no more. So
if you don't mind me asking, Taylor, how heavy were you, baby?
Yes, please.
At the time, I was 363 pounds.
Wow, Taylor. Well, first of all, congratulations for losing 200 pounds, girl.
But how did you lose the weight?
I just started eating better. I cut out, like, a lot of pork, a lot of meat and everything. And I worked out a lot. I just started going to the gym, walking more, exercising more, and I lost 200 pounds.
So you lost 200 pounds, became a brand new you, and left your man.
Yeah, really? Sounds like you left him. Honestly, you guys were together. About a year or so ago, he's been with you while you were carrying that extra weight. You don't feel like maybe he loved you for you, or did you just get a new you, new personality? What happened, Taylor?
Just the whole fact that he didn't support me throughout the entire thing. He kind of teased me about it. So I don't know if he actually loves me for me, because I kind of did a little more for him anyway. So he was probably just with me just because I was able to do for him. But I just don't think he appreciates me now. And because he didn't support me when I needed him the most. He made fun of me and he kind of tore me down and everything. So he doesn't deserve me now. Now that I'm fine and I got people trying to talk to me and stuff, he doesn't deserve me. I don't have time to play with him.
So what we didn't tell you was we actually have Daryl on the line, and he's heard everything.
Big boy.
Don't do that. Is there anything that you'd like to say, Daryl?
Man, I got a whole lot to say. I was trying to remain calm. So, first of all, you talking about we was together. I just talked to you on Monday. You weren't saying none of this. You weren't talking about none of this. And then you going to get on here telling people, I ain't support you through your journey. Who the hell bought all the Jenny Craig? The flat tummy tea. Who the hell bought all that?
That still costs money.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, well, I mean, even still, like, the emotional support, you weren't there. The fact that you laughed at me.
I wasn't there.
No, you weren't there. You didn't support me.
Okay, man, I might have made a few jokes or two. You was almost the same size as my damn Escalade. You talking about I wasn't lying for you?
Oh, Daryl.
You was almost
over. What? Daryl.
And I was with you.
It
don't matter now. Why the hell it don't? No. These folks don't know who the hell you. Come on now. I done did all these. I done bought the flat tummy tea to Jenny Craig. And you.
Okay.
What?
Well, okay. Kudos to you. But moral of the story, I don't want to be with you no more. So.
You getting all this attention now. But what's going to happen is, after the men finish using you, don't come back over here. Because I was really down.
Okay.
For you.
I will.
Getting all this new attention from all these new people.
Won't.
And they don't really want nothing from you. So when it's all said and done and you back up the 400, you keep on climbing with all this.
Oh, come on.
I'm not
going to
get back like that. So that's,
don't even
that
come back
just
over
calm down, okay?
But I won't come back. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Well, that is. Yeah, ain't no sense me asking them if they going to go on a second day. They just pretty much confirmed it. He helped her get the weight off and she got the hell on. I don't know. Y'all call us up. Tell me what your thoughts are. 443-520-945. Because I'm sure looking around the room and here, we all got the same look on our face. Keep away, you got number one in the street, Streets 94.5.